And you're worthy of all our praise today. This morning, I listen to a song saying you are extravagant. You're magnificent. You're an amazing Lord. Oh, Lord God, we're in awe of your presence and your doing in our lives. Lord, you hold so much power. You are a sovereign God. And this morning, we say thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with yet another day on this planet. Lord God, we're so undeserving, but you preserve us, you protect us, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that we are still here for a reason, Lord God. We know that we have a purpose on this planet. So many times, Lord God, we put ourselves on the back burner because we were told that being so self-invested is arrogant, Lord God. It's selfish, it's self-absorbed, Lord God. But we know that there's a healthy way to focus on ourselves. There's a healthy way to invest in ourselves. And we're praying for your guidance, Lord God, and your leadership in this, Lord God. May we continue to be humble, but be able to realize our importance, Lord God, in this world. And to you, may we be able to see ourselves in how you see us, Lord God. May we remember that we were made in your image, so we are majestic, oh Lord Jesus. Yes, we are your children, and we must command that, oh Lord God, and be proud of that. And Lord Jesus, we're just asking for this message to resonate with all those people that are going to receive. May it just go in line, and may they be able to interpret it the right way. May we remember that it is okay to be confident, but it's not okay to be proud. And we just asking, oh Lord God, that our humility stays where it's meant to stay. I'm praying all of this in the wonderful, precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. From the moment where you turn, maybe in your teens, moving on, we're told about investments, you know. I know at my school, we would have banks coming to our schools and these different investment people trying to teach us the importance of investing. We're told about, it's so important to put, you know, time and effort into such things. And, you know, usually investments has to do with you putting money into something because you see value in it. You see it possibly reaping benefits for you in the future. And that's the concept of investing. But today I want to talk about investing in self, investing in yourself. Let me tell you, self-investment is the best investment you will ever make in your entire life. Because you need yourself to live. Literally, you need your soul, your spirit, your heart, your every part of you to live. And as much as it sounds obvious, not a lot of people actually get that. Investing in yourself is so vital. It's so important. And it enables you to be able to navigate this life in a healthy way. And we will be talking about that a bit later on in the next episode, which I'm very excited about. But let's talk about self-investment. How do you invest in yourself? Firstly, get to know yourself. Spend time with yourself. Discover yourself. Be honest with yourself. You know, who am I? What do I like? What do I like to do? What is my purpose? What defines me? You know, if a person takes a moment to talk to me, what will they learn? Who am I? Secondly, love yourself. Love yourself. I mean, wholeheartedly. Love every single part of yourself. Love the good, the bad, the perfect parts, the imperfections, the flaws, everything. Love it all. And accept yourself, because that is who you are. And then you can't change yourself. You were created that way. And appreciate the fact that you were created in your own unique way, with all the good and all the bad. And there's a reason for it. So embrace it and be proud of it. Thirdly, take care of yourself. Goodness, I can't stress this enough. I mean, I'm already a self-care, self-love enthusiast. Take care of yourself. Practice self-care. Do things that make you feel loved, that make you realize that you love yourself. You know, run that hot bath, take that walk, take yourself out, buy yourself something nice. Practice self-care. Practice self-care meditating, spending time alone in your own presence. take care of yourself, of your spirit, and nurture yourself. The fourth point, educate yourself. Go out of your way to educate yourself. Yes, we go to school and, you know, you go through from grade one to matric. I mean, I'm talking South African, so I mean, whoever that's outside of the country, they probably have their own different things. I'm not too sure. And then afterwards, you go to university, you finish, you know, but you're always learning. So be intentional about educating yourself. Read books. Listen to podcasts. Watch videos. Converse with people, because you know you learn a lot from engaging with different personalities. You learn a lot about life. I can tell you I've learned a lot just by purely doing that. Number five, connect with nature. We tend to forget that we are natural beings. We're so obsessed with being around materialistic things, things that were created by man. But we need to understand that our spirit and our soul yearns for a connection with nature. Spend time in a beautiful, natural, God-made environment. Smell that fresh breeze. Hear that natural stream. Listen to those birds chirping. Close your eyes and absorb the moment. Connect with nature. Feed your soul. Your soul needs that. The last point is connect with others. Connecting with others is so important because, yes, we are born alone, unless if you're a twin or a triplet or whatever, but we entered this earth alone. And yes, we're told to be independent and stand out on our own, but we need relationships. We need interaction with other people to survive and to stay sane, and to also learn and to grow, because these relationships and connections with other people are what kind of help the growth journey. You know, yes, we're meant to have our independence, but connections are important, and they are important in investing in yourself. I mean, for instance, you learn a lot from your relationships. You know, you learn what you like, what you don't like. You also learn a lot about yourself. There are some aspects of yourself that you can only learn about by connecting with other people and realizing that, hey, I have this toxic trait that I need to work on, something that you wouldn't be able to discover in the relationship you have with yourself. So I'm encouraging every single person that's going to listen to this to invest in self. It is the biggest, most important investment you'll ever make, because I cannot stress enough that all the materialistic things that are on this planet will be left behind. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't invest in a company and all of that. Yes, it's important, but you must first invest in yourself. Because you'll be living with yourself for the rest of your life. And I'm pretty sure that you don't want to live the rest of your life with yourself that's not so great, right? You want to be the best version of yourself. Last but not least, I know I said lastly in the sixth point, I'm so sorry. Lastly, groom your gifts and talents. Really take time to groom those things. We were given gifts, we were given talents. Every single one of us, we have different ones. But groom them. Invest in them. You know, the whole concept of this podcast episode is investment. Invest in them. You know, if you're a painter, paint and paint and paint and you'll get better at it. If you can sing, sing and sing and sing and you'll learn all the different notes and get better at it. If you're given the gift to act, groom it. Groom all of your gifts, groom all of your talents. And if you have more than one, groom every single one that you have, because there's no rule that says every single person should only have one gift and should only focus on one. Focus on every single one. And if you're not sure about some of them, pray about it. Ask God, God, you know, is this really a gift from you? Am I thinking I can do it? And even if it is from you, Lord God, am I supposed to focus on it? Or is it just like a chain in terms of another gift? Groom those things, invest in them and nurture them, because you never know Maybe, you know, that gift that you have is what you should focus on career-wise. Or maybe that gift that you have is something that can help other people. So groom your gifts. If you take a moment to notice, I mentioned 7 points, and there are 7 days in a week. So you can spend time on any of those 7 things every day of the week, one a day, if you're a very busy person. Or you can just, you do all of them in one day. It's entirely in your hands. So invest in yourself. There's no excuse. No one will ever invest in yourself as much as you are capable of doing. Yes, there are people that will invest in you, but no one will ever invest in you as much as you are capable of, because you possess a love and care for yourself that you cannot get anywhere else but God, of course, because God loves us unconditionally. But you need to prioritize yourself and invest in yourself and build up that self-confidence, increase that self-esteem, and align your purpose by investing in yourself.